Welcome to Christ Chapel. A special welcome to our visiting group from St. Philip the Deacon, who is with us this morning. A special thank you to Chris Johnson, our musician, doing prelude and postlude today. Some original compositions, I am told. Thank you, Chris, for sharing your gifts with us this morning. And of course, thank you to Sam Lundberg, our speaker for today. Our hymns will be in the Red Book, the ELW. I invite you to please stand. We're going to sing hymn number 685, number 685. Gracious God, who dwells within and among us, let us remember the blessings of purpose that we have received. When the fire of our soul burned brightly, those moments of clarity when our direction felt in line with a greater purpose, when the doors of opportunity were easy to see and even easier to open. We ask this day to have that clarity of spirit come forth into our lives with the power of a mighty wind, opening the horizons of our hearts and minds to that inner fire which burns inside us all. May we be inspired this day to sing out praise of this glorious life in a language beyond the power of speech, in a language of action, so that our lives might be a beacon of justice and love, and the world might know hope through the story, the songs, and the steps. We ask this day that our inner fire burn brightly with compassion and courage and love for whatever number of days ahead are still ours to claim. This is our prayer. We trust it is your desire. Amen. Please be seated.
All right, good morning. How are we doing? Awesome. Thank you all for coming out. I want to give a special thank you to my teammates and Andrew Allen, being my main guy, and everybody else who showed up. So the title of my message today is, What is My Purpose? It's kind of something I take personally all the time, trying to figure out, what is my purpose? And I want each one of you to think about today, what is your purpose? So I want you to take a minute right now and think of why you are sitting in the seat that you are right now. Why are you here at Gustavus? Just kind of ponder that thought in your head right now. All right, so I'll kind of go on with this. What I feel like my purpose here at being at Gustavus through my 4 years here being a senior now, my first one is, one, so I can grow spiritually with the Lord. And I've been grateful and blessed to have an amazing coaching staff that has stressed that upon us and just been open for me to develop that spirituality. Second, obviously, is to get a good education. We're all here, obviously, for the same reason. We know that Gustavus is a great academic school, so we're all here to get that education. And the third reason why is to continue to play and learn the game that I love, which is football. And so I'm going to read Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. We have been called according to his purpose. So I'm going to speak on my message of David and Goliath. We've all heard the story, I'm sure, but I'm just going to touch on it. So does anyone know who David was? David was the youngest of 8 kids. And when he was a young boy, the Lord anointed David through the prophet Samuel. He had big plans for his life. So as we all know, there's a war going on between the Philistines and the Israelites. And each morning, there's this huge Philistine by the name of Goliath, which we all know. Goliath was this huge, 9-foot man, strong as can be. I mean, you think of J.J. Watt, are you football fans? That's kind of what I would imagine, just a few more feet taller. And so no one wanted to fight this huge Philistine. I mean, would you want to? I mean, I'm 5'10", I'm like 9 feet. Probably not. So, one morning, David was a shepherd, and he was out herding the sheep that his father had told him to. And David's father told him, "Hey, David, come inside. I need to talk to you." He said, "I know your 3 oldest brothers are sitting here at camp. They have no food. I need you to go run some food to them. And I want you just to kind of see how everything's going." So David willingly was like, "Sure, why not, you know?" So David arrives on camp, and on his way, he catches a glimpse of the giant. And it's like, okay, like, kind of question, like, who is this guy? So interested, David starts asking questions to his older brothers. "Hey, who is this guy? Why is no one wanting to fight him?" I mean, you look at it, well, would you want to fight a big guy? Probably not. So my second point here is God works our difficulties for our own good. So as David began to start saying questions to his older brothers and whatnot, his eldest brother started getting upset. And was like, "Why are you here? I know you're hard. You're just here to watch the battle. Why are you purposely here?" So, like in many of our lives, we could take this criticism harshly and say, "Oh, you know, you're right. Why am I here?" But God worked through David's difficulties through his brother coming at him for his own good, which we have to do in our own life. So King Saul heard that David was on the campsite. He's like, "You know, I want to talk to David." So David goes to Saul, the king at the time, and David says, "Let no one lose heart on the account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." And Saul said to David, "But you can't go out. You're only a young boy. This guy has been fighting since his youth." I mean, he's really old, and David's just a young little boy. So why would you want to fight him? So my third point is, don't think your size doesn't mean that you aren't called to do something powerful. And so I'm going to read Samuel, 1 Samuel 16:7. "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." And the Lord knew that David had a willing and serving heart. So Saul begins to dress David up in a tunic, a huge bronze helmet, chest plate, whatever. And David wasn't comfortable with that. This guy was fighting off bears, lions, whatever, protecting his sheep with just a little sling and a couple rocks. So you can kind of just imagine this little guy stumbling around with this big tunic and helmet, like just not going to be a good fit. So David then says, it's not going to work out with this. So David goes out to the stream, grabs 5 smooth stones and his staff, and goes up and looks at the giant on the hill. And Goliath looks down and says, is this really all that you guys bring me? Is this little man? What? And Goliath actually despises David, one, because he's kind of ruddy, and two, he's this handsome little guy, and he's just big, ugly soldier. So, as Goliath starts to approach David, David grabbed his stone and started slinging it. And we all know the story. One sling and hit him right in the forehead, dropped him down. So, going back to my point, don't think your size doesn't mean you are not called to do something powerful and big in this world. So the Lord purposely placed David to be at that camp to slay that giant that day. And just like David, the Lord has called you to be here for some exact reason. Some of us may not know that reason at this time, but others do. And Proverbs 19:21 says, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. So going back to my opening question, think about, why are you here? What is my purpose? So I want to challenge you with this. For the rest of your time here, if you're a faculty member, a senior, freshman, whatever it is, think about, what is my purpose here? And be open to what the Lord has called you to do, and just pray about it. If you don't know, I mean, I know being a first year, it's tough. These first couple weeks are definitely a transition. You're like, oh man, I have no friends, don't have anything. Join an organization. It'll help. And if you are unsure, just continue to pray and seek out your guidance. So, because each one of you has a special plan and purpose for walking this earth and doing what the Lord has called you to do. And that's all I got. So.
Thanks, Sam. Let's stand and sing hymn number 848. 848.
Before our final blessing. First, tomorrow is a very special day in Daily Sabbath. We welcome all of our international students who will be here with their flags, and they will be processing in with the flag of their country. And then we'll proceed to perform music and read pieces from their country of origin. So it's a beautiful day. We invite you to join us again tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Also on Monday at Daily Sabbath, Chaplain Grady, I think he's in here somewhere, Grady will be our speaker, so we invite you to join us on Monday as well. He's in the back. All right, receive this final blessing. May you be brave enough to expose your aching wounds and reveal your vulnerability. May you speak your deepest truths, knowing that they will change as you do. May you trust one another even when your heart breaks again and again. And until the end of your days, may your life be filled with possibilities, purpose, and courage. Go in peace to love and to serve. Thanks be to God. Amen. I invite you to be seated as we enjoy the postlude from Chris Johnson.